The safe path. On the way home, we talked seriously concerning the evidences of our new faith and hope. "Ellen," said Robert, "are we deceived? Is this hope of Christ soon appearing upon the earth a heresy, that ministers and professors of religion oppose it so bitterly? They say that Jesus will not come for thousands and thousands of years. If they even approach the truth, then the world cannot come to an end in our day." I dared not give unbelief a moment's encouragement, but quickly replied, "I have not a doubt but that the doctrine preached by Mr. Miller is the truth. What power attends his words? What conviction is carried home to the sinner's heart?" We talked the matter over candidly as we walked along, and decided that it was our duty and privilege to look for the Savior's coming, and that it would be safest to make ready for his appearing, and be prepared to meet him with joy. If he did come, what would be the prospect of those who were now saying, "My Lord delayeth his coming," and had no desire to see him? We wondered how ministers dared to quiet the fears of sinners and backsliders by saying, "Peace, peace," while the message of warning was being given all over the land. The period seemed very solemn to us. We felt that we had no time to lose. "A tree is known by its fruits," remarked Robert. "What has this belief done for us? It has convinced us that we were not ready for the coming of the Lord, that we must become pure in heart, or we cannot meet our Savior in peace. It has aroused us to seek for new strength and grace from God." "What has it done for you, Ellen? Would you be what you are now if you had never heard the doctrine of Christ's soon coming? What hope has it inspired in your heart? What peace, joy, and love has it given you? And for me, it has done everything. I love Jesus, and all Christians. I love the prayer meeting. I find great joy in reading my Bible and in prayer. If this precious faith has done so great a work for us, will it not do as much for all who believe it, and earnestly long for the appearing of the Lord?" We both felt strengthened by this conversation, and resolved that we would not be turned from our honest convictions of truth, and the blessed hope of Christ soon coming in the clouds of heaven. We were thankful that we could discern the precious light, and rejoice in looking for the coming of the Lord.